Paul, your team didn't seem to have stage fright. You came out with a pretty good first. Yep. How did you see it go from there?
You got to a bit of a lull in the second period. Maybe for both teams, kind of your game evened out. And then it's just the three turnovers. I mean, they're obvious, and the result was emphatic. I wouldn't like to think that's part of our game. We're seeing that a fair amount early on, but didn't see it in the first. Liked our game an awful lot in the first. We had three real good A chances that we didn't convert on. Seemed to miss the net an awful lot. But those turnovers on good ice, bad ice, whatever, they're going to be in your net.
It's quite a week here.
Yeah.
How much of a downer does it leave you with?
I hope not too much. You know, I hope, certainly would have liked to give our fans at least one reason to get out of the seats today. We couldn't do that for them, unfortunately. But it was such a spectacular week here, especially for the city of Winnipeg, right from the gala, straight through, lots of enthusiasm, enjoyment, and overall it was a spectacular week in the event of our team, but game was a tough one.
Paul, it seems that within your games there's a real difference in play from good to not so great at times. Is that the hallmark of a young team? Why is that happening so often?
Wouldn't say it's a hallmark of it. I mean, we're controlling the emotions of the ebbs and flows. When you get going, we're skating really well, and when we're not, I mean, to be honest with you, Gary, I don't know. We're still learning about our hockey team, and we've got a bunch of guys some veteran guys in new positions, new roles. Some new guys in learning the league and what they can get away with and what they can't get away with. And that'll get ironed out.
A number of your players after the game were talking about the goals against. It's 19 in five games now, and that's a number of your guys said that's not good enough in
right.
The NHL. How do you work to get that down?
The interesting, so you look for themes first. Where are they coming from? They're not really off D-zone coverages. First two are rushes against the first two, but we wouldn't look at that as the problem with the turnovers on it. That would be the area of the game, the theme that keeps coming up. We've turned the puck over in some pretty high-risk areas and haven't been able to shut those down.
How do you balance patience so that young guys can grow and then trying to keep them, if you have to play well enough to earn your ice and stay in the NHL, how do you balance that right now?
Patiently. I mean, we are putting players back out in the ice after they've made a mistake, and we'll continue to do that. It's early. We've had stretches of solid, real solid and exciting hockey. We've had some stretches of hockey that we can't have in the NHL game. But we make sure that we're clear about what we're doing. We make sure that we're teaching and learning from those mistakes, but we do expect an improvement in some of the play. And be really careful about always, and not so much your questions, always talking about the youth, right? This team is of a certain age. We have a few young players. We've got lots of veteran players here. It's not always the kids. You've got to get the big guys driving too.
Paul, right here. Earlier this week, Jake Allen was quoted as saying that this was a completely different Oilers club that he remembers from previous years. What's your assessment of this team from what you saw today, and if any changes?
I got to be honest with you, it's a tough assessment game, right? So you're not sure about a lot of the things that happened on the ice for both teams. I think they're far more dynamic with Connor McDavid in the middle. Leon Draisaitl for me is underrated based on our Team Europe experience. He was fantastic for us there. Their back end isn't as much risk in off their back end up the ice, so they're a little bit more patient with their game. Other than that, I can't tell you. I mean, I've watched them play, pre-scouted the games, but they've been young for a long time, and now some of their players are a little more mature, and Connor McDavid is a tipping point for any team. You put him on the ice, and you're a completely better team by his presence.
Yep.
Paul, tough decision to leave Thorburn and Stewart out. Was it for you?
Yeah, very, very difficult because it's for these two men, what they bring is beyond play. They've come to camp. They've had good camps. came off a game that the result was good. We liked our game. We'll always make – we're not going to hold the lineup in every time just because it's one. But at the end of the day, I've leaned toward youth from the start of the season. And as Gary, the question Gary asked earlier about at what point will you start making adjustments, and it won't necessarily be the youth dealt with any differently than the other veteran players, and they'll get an opportunity to come back in. They've handled it exceptionally well, not easily, but exceptionally well. Yeah, it was a very difficult decision.
Paul, what do you think will stand out in your memory most about what happened here this weekend?
I have a picture in my head of yesterday's game and the True North chant that came during the national anthem, but I happened to be standing behind Mark Chipman, who was standing down two or three rows taking it all in, and I was, what I will remember the most is wondering in my own head if he understands, and I'm sure he does, but he's such a humble man, I don't know that he does, the impact that he had on a community, and I'd wondered if, you know, on the inaugural game of the Manitoba Moose years ago, if he had seen all that hard work would come to this in a really short period of time. I'm just really proud to be here.
Paul, to your right. The NHL has been doing these outdoor games for about 13 years and has played, I think this was game number 19, and the statistics is not flattering to the home teams at all. I think the home right. teams have only done one, five of them.
Right.
Do you think it's because possibly the home team has trouble handling the pressure from tens of thousands of people that are watching and just...
No, I don't think it's a pressure thing at all. I think you could take that stat sometimes to the home games. The home teams have a tendency to want to put on a show a little bit. And it was the best outdoor ice I've ever skated on in my life. Still not quite NHL. Normal rinks. And we did some things with the puck that the home team wants to do to make a play. And the visiting team got it right. Keep it simple. Keep it north and keep it going to their net. And just wait for a bobbled puck or a broken play. No, not pressure. We came out of the gate, certainly, if we had had the first period of flip those and our second was our first, I might have thought so, but we played our best hockey in the first 20, all fired up for them, and couldn't get it to go.
Paul, just the timing of this game so early into the season, how do you view, you know, that kind of challenge for your team this early, kind of all the attention?
It's a great challenge, especially coming off our Wednesday game with, like I said earlier, in a positive way. There's a bit of a circus atmosphere that's been in town for about 5 days with the hockey that's been played. We don't want to shy away from that. We want to embrace that. We want to become a team that plays in these kind of meaningful, exciting, and at some point pressure-filled games. The fact that it was early in the year, I thought it was great. It was great to have it here. The timing was right. I know it got off to a little later start than they wanted, but the climate was fantastic out there. The ice was just exceptional for an outdoor rink. And it was great for the city of Winnipeg. I think all of you would agree. I mean, we showed ourselves in a very positive light. It's an exciting place to live and work. It's a great place to play hockey. The fans are spectacularly enthusiastic about the game here, so it was a wonderful week for us.